the job seeker. A little rise, but little being the operative word in many people's opinion, and certainly the case of our federal MP, Lisa Chesters, who joins us online from Canberra this morning. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Steve here. What do you think would be a good figure, do you reckon? If you say it's not enough, but what is enough?
Well, what we know is that with the current rate, it's the base rate plus the coronavirus supplement, that's sitting at the moment at an extra $100 fortnight. This will drop even further. This only sees people get the extra $50 a fortnight. We know from talking to our welfare agencies that the coronavirus supplement at the $500 level, $250 level, and then the $150 level, that's where people were actually living in some kind of dignity. They were able to pay their bills. The extra $25 a week that people are getting that the government has set will push people back into poverty. So I feel that the rate's got to be much higher, higher and similar to what people have been receiving. We don't have sort of the power of Treasury with us to sort of work out and crunch those numbers. But it comes back to government priorities, and I believe it is affordable to have a decent safety net, particularly given that we're not through this pandemic, and particularly given that we know that lots of jobs, including local jobs, aren't back yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lisa, that's the thing. A lot of people, and, you know, I hear it on the streets too. They say, they're sitting around doing nothing. They're getting money for nothing. But, like, the vast majority of people are trying to get a job and trying to live. And I've seen it with my kids at times as well. And it's bloody hard. And as you say, $3 a day doesn't buy you a pie, you know, doesn't buy you a coffee.
And the other part to it as well is that there's now 10,000 people who are on the job seeker or youth allowance or parenting payment. Pre-pandemic, there was only about 5,000 across the Bendigo electorate. So we know the pandemic has had a direct hit on jobs and on employment. We don't have a decent jobs plan yet. We know that businesses are still nervous about hiring new people, and rightly so. We still don't have the rollout of the vaccine across the whole community. Those jobs aren't going to come back. There are still some industries that are closed. If you work in the travel industry, you currently aren't working. JobKeeper's going to end. That's the other wage subsidy program. There could be even more people unemployed. Through no fault of their own too, Robbo. That's the one that really sort of, you know, gets me a bit worked up. It's not their fault they lost their jobs. It's not their fault their businesses have closed, and yet we're punishing them and forcing them to live on these poverty income, meaning it's going to be very hard for them to recover and find work.
There's a lot to be said for more people having money that they can then spend and stimulate the economy. Is there any truth in that, or is that just something that people might pretend is the way it's going to go?
There's a lot of truth in that, and it's not just the welfare agencies that are saying that every dollar you give to somebody who's unemployed and looking for work is spent locally. Leading economists are saying that. That's why so many of them were hoping for a permanent rise to the job seeker rate of about $75 a week. They said that that would have really adjusted and helped people pay for the basics. What it is it's a legacy problem that we have in this country. The New Start, or as it was called, the job seeker rate, hasn't had a decent rise to keep up with the cost of living for decades. And that's why we find ourselves in this situation where people who are on that, trying to survive on that payment, are so far behind. So all our small businesses, all of our services, all of our goods and services that are bought locally, they're going to take a hit. Because whilst it's the government spinning it as an increase, technically it's actually a cut, because whilst the base rate goes up a little bit, these people lose the coronavirus supplement, which is the extra boost that was helping people get through last year and the beginning of this year.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, before you leave us, for you, last week in Canberra?
It is last week before baby number two arrived. But don't worry, the office will still be there to help people out. And And I'll be vocal from Bendigo, making sure that our constituents, our region, get the fair share.
Well, let's hope that certainly in the early days of Junior Number 2, they're not quite so vocal, so Mum can get a bit of sleep.
Oh, that'd be lovely, but we'll see. We were pretty lucky with Daisy. She was a good sleeper, so I hope baby number 2 is a good sleeper as well.
Indeed. Well, listen, we wish you all the best, and we'll talk again very soon anyway. Thanks very much for your thoughts and joining us this morning.
Good to catch up with you both.
Yep, you too. Take care. Lisa Chesters, our Federal MP, joining us online from Canberra. It is the Wake Up Call. It's Gold, Central Victoria, with Robbo and Steve.